The first Bash's grocery store came to Chandler in 1932. That particular store location now houses its corporate headquarters, a modest and quaint design, very different from the glistening high-rise we may imagine. You walk into the main office, and you're greeted by a receptionist. Step to the right, and you'll find the company's executives. But if you move just a few strides to the left, you'll see the Eddie Bash's collection of art. It houses several thousand pieces, from paintings to sculptures to baskets, jewelry, and bronzes. On a recent morning, I met current president and CEO Trey Bash, son of Eddie, for whom the collection is named, at the gallery. He began by telling me how his dad found and purchased the art, which started several decades ago.
And in those days, everybody worked. So my grandmother worked here as a cashier, and my youngest great aunt, Zelma Bash, had to babysit my dad. That was her job. And so what she would do is she would draw pictures and entertain my dad in doing that, and they formed a very unique relationship. So approximately 40 years ago, Zelma called my dad and said, "Eddie, you don't have any hobbies." And he said, "No, Zelma, I really don't. You know, I work." And she said, "You need to collect art. I want you to fly out to Laguna Beach. In 2 weeks, there's going to be an art show here. I want you to come and go to it with me." And so my dad said, "Sure, Zell, I'll come and I'll fly and we'll go to the art show." So he did, and it came across two cowboy bronzes. And Zelma said, "Eddie, that's what you should buy." So he bought those two bronzes, and this is the result of about 40 years of collecting Western art.
I imagine your dad developed his own taste after Zelma got a hold of him, right?
So, you know, that's the truth. And if you'll walk with me, what my dad did is he collected art that he enjoyed. So it wasn't so much what was popular, but he collected the artists that he enjoyed. And we actually became friends with the artists. So along this wall and all down the center are works of art by Joe Beeler. And what makes Joe Beeler so unique is Joe was truly a starving artist. He came to Arizona from Oklahoma, settled in Sedona, and was killing rabbits and squirrels to feed his family. So one day he got together with a couple of other Western artists in a little cafe in Sedona, and they formed the Cowboy Artists Association of America. And their goal was to bring prominence to Western art, which has always been seen as a second-rate art genre. And so they formed it, and Joe was the first president. And their goal was to bring in artists, to develop artists, and to raise the level of work of cowboy art. And what makes Joe unique is not only did he paint, but he also sculpted. So we have Joe Beeler paintings on the walls, and then we have sculptures all done by Joe Beeler, different bronze sculptures. So Joe became a dear friend of my dad's. In fact, they would speak almost every day or every other day on the phone. And so for us as a family, that's what makes the gallery so unique, is that we see the artist in their work. So if you know the artist, you can see their personality in their work. And Joe's personality is reflected a lot in some of the whimsy of his work.
Have you inherited your dad's interest in this or no?
So I love the art. I mean, it's a part of how I was raised. You know, growing up in our home, we didn't throw a ball in the house because of my mom and, you know, wanting to ruin her things. It was you were going to hit the paintings on the wall. But we enjoyed the art, yes.
We talk about this being the site of an early store. This is truly a gallery. I mean, this is not something that is slapped together in any way. What's the sort of time investment to actually make this a true part of what Bash's corporate life is?
So it's funny that you say that, because this is all part of the original warehouse. So the wall, our southern wall, is an old adobe wall, 16 inches thick. And my dad expanded the gallery over time 5 to 7 times. As he acquired more art, then he would expand into the warehouse. So we built a number of false walls and put the paintings on the walls. But we have someone dedicated to, you know, keeping this up and keeping the art up. And the other thing is, if you look at the colors, it's unlike most galleries because the walls, different sections, have different colors. Originally, it was all white. And we had one of the former wives of an artist come in and say to my dad, "You know, Eddie, this is too antiseptic." And he said, "No, this is what all galleries look like." And she said, "No, I want you to paint the walls a different color." And she held out this palette of colors. And my dad looked at her and said, "Are you crazy?" And she said, "No, you need to trust me. Just paint 2 walls and put the art against it, and you'll see what happens." So we have walls that are deep green and walls that are purple and blue, and the art does pop against it. So it gives a very unique flavor.
Do you have any other favorite pieces you can show? I'd love to see some.
You know, there's a number of beautiful pieces. I don't know that I have a particular favorite, but let me just share with you some of the things that are very interesting. And we'll go to this James Reynolds piece. So Jim Reynolds is probably the most impressionistic of the contemporary Western artists, and nobody mixed colors the way Jim Reynolds did. So we're looking at this piece that's clearly cowboy art. You have Indians on horses. You have three Indians kneeling, and they're bartering for a rifle. So it's Western art. But if you step into the piece and look at the colors in the grass, there's incredible lavenders and blues and purples mixed in. And the sky is either at sunset or sunrise. So you have beautiful pinks and oranges. And Jim Reynolds just had a way of mixing colors like nobody else, and yet it's clearly Western art. We'll look at this painting, The Freighter, and The Freighter has a stagecoach with horses on it. It's a winter scene, as you can see. And one of the beautiful things about Reynolds is if you look at the snow in the foreground, Jim uses heavy brush strokes so you can see, you can feel the snow. Or if you look at the mountains in the background, the same way, those heavy brush strokes give texture to the snow so that it feels cold, it feels deep. And yet you look at the horses, the wagons, the cowboys, he uses an economy of paint so that they're very, very still. And again, it creates that mood, and he was a master of doing it.
Your dad got so close to those artists. Had your dad ever wanted to be an artist himself?
My dad really didn't have the artistic talent. He may have wanted to be one. What my dad did, though, that was very important is he really helped mentor and assist a number of young artists from a business perspective, because so many of them were gifted, truly gifted, when it came to their artistic talent, but they lacked some of the business acumen in order to capitalize on that. So my dad helped to mentor them and assist them in that.
Here you are, head of this big company, and hey, there's an art gallery right down the way.
So for me, it's a place where I can come during the day, walk through, and there's probably not a day that goes by that I don't step into the gallery and remember my dad, because there are pieces where I was with him when he acquired that piece, or there are pieces that we had chatted about. So for me, it's always a walk down memory lane.
That is Basha's president and CEO, Trey Basha, giving me a tour of the Eddie Basha collection of art at the company's headquarters in Chandler on the site of the grocer's First Market.